Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wake up, Hawks fans. The team is doing something this offseason. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion. He was a captain, maybe not here, but he was in college. Former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Porzingis.
We'll get to that
you
later.
You like that.
When did you think of that?
Yeah.
He just did. You can see how proud he was of it. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of the red-hot Atlanta baseball team, the Braves, Miss Sally Mack. And we sprinkle in Dylon when needed to take our powers and combine them and make up the greatest sports talk morning show in the history of Atlanta radio, The Morning Shift. That's right. I said it.
Yeah, that's heavy-handed.
Just let it ride. You know, sometimes you just got to let things breathe, Michael.
That's all. Thank you. I'm writing down that at 6:05:02, Bo says sometimes you got to let it breathe. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that side note. And you're not going to do my man Dylon like that. He's not sprinkled in when needed. That sounds like he's just a throwaway member. You know what I mean?
If he was a throwaway member, his name wouldn't even be said.
Yeah. It just felt disrespectful.
No, I just try to think of a new way every day on the fly to bring Dylon into the mix.
What is with the pageant wave back there, Dylan? What's happening? You've done that 2 days in a row now.
I don't know. I did it yesterday, so I decided to do it today.
Well, yeah, keep doing it because there were good vibes in Atlanta sports yesterday, so maybe you keep doing that until there's not, right?
Hey, yeah. There you go. There you go. We'll start a little streak. But, Mike, to your point, just real quick, I'm an important role player like Nikhil Alexander Walker.
We ain't even discussing that guy yet.
that's why I brought up. Me and Mike were talking about you before the show started, Bo.
I was like, dude, I don't know. I don't pretend to know the in-depths of Nikhil Alexander Walker, but I feel like he's pretty good. Yeah, anyways.
He'd be a very good picker for the Hawks. But I know we got other stuff to talk about, so I'm gonna leave it there.
I love that, man.
Because we are gonna get into all of it. We have such a stacked show today. At 6:20, we're gonna be talking about that Braves win from last night. Everybody was on the edge of their seat. 8 o'clock, 92.9's Caleb Johnson is gonna jump in the studio, talk about everything NBA draft
what
related.
What a great day to have him in here.
Seriously. And then at 8:40, we've got Charlie Culberson joining the show as well to talk all things Braves. But yesterday, headlines were hitting left and right. Hawks made some major moves, part of a three-team deal. So Boston is sending the Hawks Porzingis and a second-round pick. Hawks are trading Terrence Mann and their number 22 pick to the Brooklyn Nets. And then Boston will get George Niang and a second-round pick from the Hawks. Did I get all that right?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
The Hawks do get the 2026 second round, I think it's the Celtics' choice of which one they get. I'm going to miss George Niang, by the way. I'm a big fan of Niang. He might be one of the slowest players in basketball history, but I just love what he brings to the table as a role player.
Yeah, a little trash talk, and obviously, you know, at least they're going to attempt to shoot most nights.
Well, I think he's a good shooter for what he is, a bench player. He's going to give you 9-10 points a game, which is maybe what Nikhil Alexander Walker would give you. I know it's Nikhil, but
why disrespect him then?
Well, I don't know. It's almost spelled like a nickel.
It's like if I was like, we're live here with Bayou Morgan.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, hell, they do that to me at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I know.
And it hurts my feelings.
Look, I'm not going to get too deep into the weeds on the actual basketball part just yet, but I will say that it just felt so good to see a piece of news fly across my phone yesterday that had to do with the Atlanta Hawks trying to make something happen. Like, it just felt good. I was at dinner. I looked down. I'm like, what does that say? Porzingis got traded. To the Hawks? What?
Let's react to it, because I have a question at 7 o'clock when we talk about this of what I to y'all, and I will also ask Caleb Johnson, our insider for the Hawks, at 8 o'clock about this as well. But I have a question of what this means for the next 2 to 3 years of the Hawks. Because I looked at it, and I'm seeing something, and I don't know if I'm right or if it's just Atlanta-itis or whatever, but Porzingis, when healthy, is good. You can't give one without the other. The guy, for his career, gives you 30 minutes a night and right at 20 points, right? He's a center. He can step outside and shoot. That's all great. However, he has missed 65 games the last 2 years. In fact, he's only played 65 games or more 2 years in his entire career. Now, last season that just finished, it was not injury. It was an illness. Like, I'm not going to really go down this road. Was it this long COVID or a super flu? I don't know. But it was an illness. It was not an injury. But he's had his best years as far as from three-point land the last couple of seasons, shooting like 41%. So I don't think he's a star necessarily at this point, but he's a really good player who will be like the third option in a young core along with Trey and Jalen Johnson, Risha Shea, Dyson Daniels. You know, he fits in nicely.
Well, let me jump on top of your question with this question, because it's a one-year deal and veteran player. You're saying he missed a lot of games last year. Does this at all sound a little bit like the Kirk Cousins deal, or am I off base?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to stomach. I would say that the Falcons actually felt way more invested in Kirk Cousins at the time. Obviously, they're both expensive players, you know, injury history, whatever else it may be. I don't know.
I got an answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Me, no. When you brought Kirk in, Kirk was always a healthy player that had a bad injury. A tough injury late. Porzingis is still relatively young. I mean,
he's going to be 20 this season.
Yeah, he's 29 right now. He said 30 this season.
He's only played 9 years. He didn't play at all in 18 and 19. He missed the entire season. So he's relatively young. And he is being brought in here to be a starter, but not necessarily the guy. The guy is Trey. To me, Kirk was brought in here to be the guy, to be the leader, to be the guy that puts – to brought it all together. Now, you could say, because Ali, you could say, and Dylan, you could say, since he's a center, is a much needed position, he's like maybe the guy that's going to put you into out of the play-in round. That's what you're hoping, and into a six seed or whatever, right? Or right. A five seed. But I think what you, and not to mention, he's an expiring contract. Kirk Cousins, you signed to a 4-year deal, 2 years. Is all he was ever going to be, but a 4-year deal, big, big money. This is $30 million. That's just an NBA. That's just a that's a bench player these days in the NBA with as much money as they're making.
Honestly, you're absolutely right. Daniel Gafford just got like $20 million a year, and he's like the third center on the Mavericks. But anyway, I think you're spot on. Kristaps Porzingis, to me, this is essentially, with his contract being an expiring one, like you said, this is essentially like a 1-year prove-it deal. If he comes in, stays relatively healthy, maybe the Hawks thinking about giving him another, you know, 2-year deal or whatever the case is. For Kirk, though, they were, you know, I know it was a 2-year deal, but they, like you said, they were coming in to, he was coming in being the guy. Kristaps is coming in being that piece that hopefully, again, puts them over the hump, and instead of a playing team, they're a 5-6 seed, like you said. So I completely agree with you, Bo. I like this move again. Y'all said it. If he stays healthy, he's going to be a really good addition and a really good fit into this Quinn Snyder offense and what they want to do. And he is one of the prototypical types of bigs that you need, that you should have around Trae Young, a guy that can space the floor, is not going to clog up the paint. So if Trae wants to take somebody off the dribble and he wants to get to the rim and he wants to drive, that space is free down there, you know, back in the day when Clint Capella was the guy and that big, he was sawed off the pick and roll, and that, you know, had its own benefits. But having a guy who can sit out there on the 3-point line instead of clogging up the paint, that's going to be huge for a Trae Young who can get to the rim, a Jalen Johnson who can get to the rim, even the Dyson Daniels who's good at getting to the rim and getting off a floater. So it's going to create more space, obviously his shooting, and on defense, he's a solid rim protector. I mean, in his 42 games last season, still had a block and a half a game. So he's going to be a solid presence down low defensively and rebounding as well, which is something the Hawks have struggled with a little bit over the last couple of years. So he does bring some very good qualities to the table, and he is going to be a systematic fit. It's all just, can he stay healthy?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And you nailed it with that last part, Dylan. And you go look at his career numbers, like his career average, and his numbers last year in the games that he played were all on par with that.
Right.
Right at the 2 minutes off his average minutes played. Literally on the head with how many points he's averaged in his career. And a rebound less, an assist more, same amount of rebounds. I mean, He when he's on the court, he's a great player and he's a great addition to this team.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say he's a star. I think the word star is used too much, and I love. There's a lot of enthusiasm. My guy Randy Lewis always tweets at me. We tweet all the time. He's a big loyal listener to the show. He's like, he's definitely a star when healthy.
Yeah, and I think
that's the caveat, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be the caveat. And you know, I went back and forth with a buddy of mine last night about this trade and. You know, some of the reaction can be negative when you talk about Porzingis' health, but my response to that would be, what is the downside for the Hawks? You're paying him $30 million a year. You're not under a long-term contract. It's not like you're sitting there saying, well, you're going to owe him $30 million for that. Like, that's not what this is. You got rid of two bench players, and you didn't even have to trade your first-round pick. I mean, you traded a first-round pick, but not your top first-round pick at 13. So there's really the downside is so limited in terms of the Hawks, I don't see how anybody could not be a fan of the trade.
Exactly. And that's why at 7 o'clock, I know we're going to get back into this. That's why I want to ask you guys, what does this mean for Trae Young's future and this core's future? Because this deal, with way everything's set up, I think it gives some insight into what the future of this team could be.
That conversation will happen at 7 o'clock today, but we got to get to that Braves win from last night. We'll break down how the Mets lost 7-4. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.